Angelita, come. Let's welcome her.
Okay, sorry. Hi, church. I've recently decided to go treasure hunting with Tina. And so I'm here to testify about some of the people that we met during our time together. So before I started treasure hunting, it was really hard to hear from the Holy Spirit. Me and Tina met up at church one day. I think it was on a Thursday. And we just talked together about how to hear more of the Holy Spirit, because that's not something I was used to. So Tina really encouraged me with that. So I wasn't really bold. I mean, I have gone out by myself and just saw people who were like limping or like were struggling with something, and I did pray for them. So I did have some boldness, but not as much as Tina would have. And so I went out with Tina last Thursday and a couple Thursdays back before that. And on that day, I felt led by the Holy Spirit to go inside the St. Luke's charity shop. It wasn't part of any of our clues. And we, Tina met a lady that she had prayed for before that. And she said everything was fine. There was no problem. And then she remembered that there was a lady, an old lady, working there at the, volunteering there at the shop. And she had been attacked by, I think it was a person, and she was just left on the floor to lie there and just bleed out and stuff. And then she was taken to hospital. Obviously, no one would help her. She was taken to hospital, and she's recovered, but obviously she's extremely traumatized by that, and as well as all of the staff, because some of the staff have really late night shifts and stuff like that that go into the evening. And so they were all really scared and everything. So me and Tina, we prayed for them, and they really thanked us for that. And we went last Thursday as well, treasure hunting, and I had a clue about someone wearing like a black ringed coat. And so we went out, and we didn't even make it that far before we met someone. It was near Costa, the betting shop. I was a bit iffy about talking to them because there was a group of people and they were like all drinking and smoking. So it's not something I would like approach by myself. But Tina was there with me, and so was God. And we approached the person, and he was actually very nice. We talked to him about what we were doing, how we were going treasure hunting, and he said, yeah, we asked him if there was anything he needed to pray for. He was in a financial struggle because he was a construction worker. His name was Winston. And so we prayed for him, and then we continued to talk to him because he was really willing to talk to us and give us his time. And we went to the to him and talked to him about Jesus and everything, and he made it really clear that he did not believe in Jesus. He said something about, in Isaiah, it talks about how God told us to worship no other man but him. And so that really like converted his mind away from believing in Jesus. And so we talked to him about that, and he was really struggling, and he was actually pretty argumentative about not believing in him. We tried to explain to him, even I tried to explain to him. Tina kept trying to talk to him, talking that there is no other way to God except through his son. He was still not having any of it, but even so, we still talked to him, and Tina mentioned that there was a stronghold in his mind, and that he was really confused about the logic of the Bible. For example, in Genesis, he was confused about how Adam and Eve's sons found wives, even though there was no other people on earth at the time. He was confused about incest and all of that. He thought that was disgusting, and that couldn't have worked because of all of the troubles that come with that. Even though Tina kept diverting him back onto Jesus, because she could see that not only was the devil trying to make him turn away from the topic of Jesus and turn him into things that will just make him more and more confused. So eventually we tried to ask him to have received Jesus into his life. Unfortunately, he didn't say so, but we asked him to pray. We asked to pray for him again, and he was really willing. Every time he got really argumentative, and whenever we asked to pray, he got really still and really quiet and completely allowed it. So that's a miracle in itself, to be honest with you. We also went to places like Wenzel's and outside of Specsavers. We met these two nice women, and they allowed us to pray for them. One of them was actually Muslim, and yeah, we asked if we could pray in the name of Jesus, and she was a bit iffy, but she did allow us to pray in the name of Jesus, which was great, because obviously that has power. And so we prayed for them, and we also felt that we needed to go near the post office, and we went there, and there was a lady and her little son, and we just stopped them because they all the lady had a black raincoat as well, and Tina felt to pray for her, and she was like, oh, we asked her if there was anything wrong. She was like, no, just general health and stuff like that she wanted us to pray for. And so we did, and Tina asked the little boy if he wanted anything from God, and he asked God for a car. So Tina prayed for him. I thought he was so cute because he was like so engaged. He was really monumental. It was like very cute. We also so that's what happened in like my last two times I went treasure hunting with Tina herself, and that's so much has happened, and it really does make an impact in people's lives. So we also pray that when people see us and they talk to us, they won't forget ever the experience they had with us, because that's something that will stay with them. It's not some random conversation. So we hope that it will really have an impact in their lives, and I would like to encourage all of you, whenever you're free, to come with us, because I wanted to come because I wanted to pursue more of God's will in my life, because I felt a bit lukewarm and I wanted to do something that would make God happy. So I went to do this with Tina, and it was really good, and I feel like you guys should do it too, because it really encourages your faith. It makes you more bold. My confidence level before treasure hunting was here, and I was like up here with Tina. She's really bold and really confident in everything that she does. She hears a word from the Spirit and she acts like that. And it's really amazing to see it. And it really encourages your faith, even if you have a faith as small as a mustard seed. So I'd really like you guys to come along as well. Thank you.
Well done, Angelina.